Breath is a link between the body and mind. Breathing plays a very important role in meditation. And Patanjali, in the second chapter, Sadhanapada, he talks about if we have any difficult situation in your life, or some, for example, addiction, drug addiction, or alcohol or cigarette, I can't quit that one, some addiction, or coffee addiction, that it has made an impression in the mind. I can't get over that one. How to get over that one? He says, by meditation. Any situation if you are in, if you are caught up to in the meditation, you can resolve yourself through meditation. Whatever that pattern is there, in the early morning when I get up, first thing I need to have coffee. It is a pattern has been set up. It is, I want to get out of that one. For example, if I want to get out, it says in the meditation, when you go deep within, whatever tangled up things are there, unresolved things are there, you can resolve in the mental level. In the physical level also, if you have any physical condition, you have gone to all doctors, still there is no fix. In the meditation, when you start going deep within, you will get a solution. How to do that one? Why this is happening? Some karma, whatever is past karma is there, that you can slowly resolve that karma in the mental level. It is says that Adi, mind. Mind is, things have origin, has an origin in the mind, and slowly it percolates down into physical level. In the physical level, whatever manifestation is there, it is only the outer manifestation. If you try to fix only in the physical level, it is nothing but a bandage application, like applying the bandage. You haven't resolved the cause yet. There is cause is something else. We haven't addressed that one. I am trying to apply the bandage to heal the wound. The wound has happened because of some other cause. In the meditation, it says, by doing meditation, you can address the cause. Not only the outer manifestation, yes, physically we have to do, but it may come back again. To resolve that one for once for all, meditate. Go in meditation, going deeper into the meditation, you can address that problem. You can come face to face, address that problem. And when you start addressing that one, it says in the Patanjali, however difficult that it's, we say in our life also, because of this person, I am suffering, or this is, I can't stand this person. And we attribute the problem to somebody else. And when you start going within, and there is no more criticism. No one is responsible for my suffering. I have to take the ownership onto myself. I take the ownership. There is a story given in Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. One person, rich person, plenty of money, but very miserly person, never used to part of even a single cent to others. Very miserly person. And slowly, when he was getting older, robbers came, they stole the money. Everyone, they came and stole the money. This person became pauper. He had no money. When he had no money, even his wife or relatives, everyone, nobody wanted to talk to him, because he has no value, no money now. And he was thrown out of the house. He was, when he walking around and asking for, begging for food, people used to throw stone at him, started throwing. When he had money, he never had helped. Now he is asking, how ridiculous. Now he wants money, people used to swear at him, throw stone at him. And even if he had some food, people used to put sand into his foot. And despite that one, then he realized that whatever happened, There is a cause for that one. Why I have to blame this person? And I should not get angry. Whatever I have done, I am reaping now. And no one to blame, even if people threw a stone, and he used to keep quiet. Because this is the problem with here. And that he used to never get upset, not to point fingers at others. And in our life also, whatever happens, and not to criticize, take the ownership of the blame. There is a happened, something happened here, because of that, it's no point in pointing fingers at others. Take the ownership, resolve. When you, in the meditation, you'll get an answer when it happens. Tada yoga mavapsyasi. Sri Krishna says, when that person is established in that state, yoga dawns in that person. Yoga comes to that person. Until then, I go to yoga, I go to many places. When it happens, when I start resolving within myself, that in that person, all the qualities, all the things mentioned in yoga starts dawning in that person. Left thumb and index finger together.